the general public is really concerned in relation to the numbers that are and the length of time to wait for both emergency services and outpatient appointments in Sligo General Hospital. I've had been in there a number of times with local people, and I can see the stress that the doctors and nurses are under in relation to the huge volumes of people that they are treating and that are in the waiting list and queue, waiting to see a doctor. Extraordinary bed counts, trolley numbers in Sligo continues the whole year round, and it really hasn't been addressed. And I feel very sorry for the doctors and staff in the hospital, and I feel my heart goes out to those people who are sick and waiting on waiting lists to get treated in the hospital. It's not good news. And we also see today that the treatments that are being carried out in Northern Ireland for Irish patients, the refund when you travel to the north and get your treatment done and return and you get the money refunded from the Irish government, that money has been cut today. So that is going to exacerbate all the waiting lists in Sligo. And it's a terrible situation as we head into the flu season.
It doesn't really bode well, does it, Councillor Clark, when we do see these unseasonably and worrying figures for overcrowding for Sligo University Hospital at a time when they should be quite low over the summer months?
Well, absolutely. We should see nurses and doctors have the holidays at this time before the kids go back to school. And we see that they had to maintain the level of service with understaff and the facilities not up to standard, and the huge volumes of the general public that are waiting in the corridors and on trolleys to be seen. It's not acceptable in this day and age, and something has to be done about the health service in this country.